The reason I'm doing that is because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I believe, is a bechino of einayim. I was meramistered a little bit. Those of you that noticed during the shmuz, meramistered a little bit. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a bechino of einayim. What do I mean by that? It says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he killed someone with his eyes. Nasan einov alav v'nasa gal shel atzamas. Who's the person he killed? Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, otherwise known as Gilgal of the Mitzri, otherwise known as Gilgal of Kayan, which we didn't talk about. People asked me afterwards, the Mitzri is the Gilgal of Kayan, but we're not going to go into that. But the point is, how did he kill him? Nosan Einov Olav V'nasa Gal Shel Atzamas. He just looked at him. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had a tremendous koyach of einayim, tremendous koyach of eyes. The pasuk says, Gal Einai V'abita Niflois Misaresecha. Gal Einai means reveal my eyes. Gal is Gematria 33. Gal Einai, right? Gal is Gimel, Lamed Gimel. Gal Einai, make my eyes lag boimer. Gal Einai, v'abita niflois misoresecha. It's Kedushas Einaim, is Rabbi Shimon. The reason is as follows. There's only one thing that we have that's on the outside, which is really on the inside. What's the one thing that doesn't have a skin? The one part of us that's actually is the eyes. The eyes are the windows to the soul. The eyes are actually pnimi. They're coming out. Your eyes are bulging out. But really, your eyes are the one thing that is really your pnimius. And Rabbi Shimon, who's kol kulay pnimius, Rabbi Shimon is a bechina of einayim. That's what Rabbi Shimon was. And in particular, when we're discussing with the challenges, the klipas that are around Rabbi Shimon, there's a tremendous amount of challenge of shmiras einayim, a person being careful with his eyes. But that's what Be'etzem, Rabbi Shimon, what is koyach is in his einayim. It's a mori dekazach that the probably, I think it's maybe even disputed, the biggest marbitz Torah in the world today is Rabbi Ashi Arieli. In the entire world is Rabbi Ashi Arieli. Someone asked Rabbi Ashi Arieli, in what schus was he zoicha that he's able to do this? He said, I never walked on Rehov Yafo in my life. I never walked on Rehov Yafo. He said, when I was a kid, his father was a Rebbe, didn't have a lot of money. My parents sent me on in a taxi instead of on a bus to go when I ever had to go somewhere, so I shouldn't have to sit around and look at other people. My eyes, were clean. And your eyes are clean. Gal einai v'abita neflois misaresecha. I could see neflois in the Torah. Rabbi Shaili is able to see things no one else can see. Right, because his eyes never looked on other things. That's the special skula of Shmiras Einayim, which is kosher very much to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Gal Einai, Gal is Gematria Lamed Gimel Lagboim. So let's see over here. Now we're going to start Maimer Pagam Einayim. As I said, we're going to try to keep it very short, just around 10 minutes. But listen to this. This is this beautiful thing over here. The Pasuk in Mishle says, Tina Bini Libcha li. Give me, my son. Give me your heart. Hashem says, give me your heart. Ve'einayich drochai titzorna. And your eyes, in my paths, they should go. So asks the Rebbe, how do you give Hashem your heart? What does it mean, give me your heart? What does Hashem want? Give me your heart. How do we give Hashem our heart? He says, the answer is in the pasuk itself. Tina bni libachali, give me your heart. How do you give me your heart? Ve'einayich drochai titzorna. If your eyes would only go in my path, then your heart's going to be with me. The eyes are the windows to the soul. If a person is looking at things he shouldn't be looking at, you know what's going on in his heart? It penetrates straight into his heart, and then his heart is not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He struggles, and maybe sometimes we do the right thing because we know we have to do the right thing, but we don't feel like we want to. How do you give Hashem your heart? How do you make that I want to do the right thing? The answer is, if a person is careful where he looks, what he sees, so then his neshama follows his einayim. His neshama follows his einayim. Tana bni libchali, how do I give my heart to Hashem? Einayich drochai titzorna. It all depends on the einayim. So, therefore, the important thing is, it says, Ayin Roya Leiv Choymed. If the ayin is Roya, if the eye sees, all of a sudden the heart desires. If the eye would never see, the heart wouldn't desire. Everything starts with the Einayim. That's where it all begins. If a person can somehow get control of his eyes, so then he'll get control of that raging Yetzirah that is making him crazy. So now, what we set up until now is all very nice, lofty things from Shimon Bar Yochai, but let's talk about halacha. Let's talk for a moment. What is the din? What am I allowed to look at? What am I not allowed to look at? So what we have over here is a compilation of different poiskim. The Rambam and the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos, the Tur, the Smak, Sefer Mitzvahs Ketanos, all different poiskim, Sefer Acharedim, and they bring halacha lemaisa. Shmiras Einayim is halacha psuka, things that a person wants to just follow the halacha. What are you allowed to see, not allowed to see? That, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue with next week. We're going to get straight to what the halach is. And then we have to know, is this something that I can afford to just, like, say that, okay, I'll get there eventually? Or is this something I've got to make it happen? I've got to figure out how. Okay, right now we're just talking, it's lofty, it's important, it's chashiv. You know, I want to be someone special. I want my heart to be in the right place. I'm going to have to figure out my name. Next week, Beis Hashem, I'm going to tell you why it's halacha. It obligates every one of us to keep Shemir Seinayim. And what the halachas are. And then we might have to change some of our lifestyle. And then figure out how to do it. Beis Hashem, we will continue.